Well, absolutely. I think that's one of the things. If you want to be a good secondary, turnovers is part of the game, man. You know, one of the things that, you know, the best secondaries, the turnover margin is crucial. And I think that, you know, Coach Bradley and Coach Watts, they always harp on turnovers and getting the ball, seeing the ball, getting the ball. And I think that's one of the turning points that's going to get this defense over the edge. Because if we get the ball and get turnovers, I think it's going to be huge for this defense.
That obviously throughout your career, is that infectious, you think?
I absolutely think. I think certain things in life is infectious, and getting the ball and turning them over, man, sometimes that's, I think that's one of the things that, you know, I think that bring that attitude and that swagger, and I think that people understanding, you know, what turnovers can do for, you know, not just individually, but, you know, for the defense as a unit. And I think that that's major, you know, and I think that all the guys in the back end, we pride ourselves on getting the ball. And I think that a lot of the guys, they feel, you know, they feel up to the challenge. You know, I know a lot of the guys, you know, interceptions and, you know, getting turnovers wasn't a big part of the Jaguars defense, but I think that that tide gonna change. And, you know, I can't say that, you know, I'm solely to blame for that, but, you know, I take credit if y'all give it to me.
Devon House, what kind of a start for campus he had?
Oh, man, he's, I talked to Sirius, you know, about a week ago, man, and I told him, man, I think that he's one of the more underrated cornerbacks in this league, man, and it's my pleasure playing with a guy like him. I think that he don't get enough credit. You know, the signing of Prince and bringing in Jalen and those guys, people tend to forget about Devon House, man. I think that he's going to come up big for us this year, most definitely. And I think that when the lights come on, man, House going to perform well. And I've been more than pleased. I've always been a fan of his game, man, since the college days. I looked up to him coming out of a small school. And I think that he's been nothing more than, he's exceeded my expectations for sure.
What have you seen about him?
Oh, man, one thing that strikes out to you, man, the dude is, you know, he's just an athletic freak. One of the things that you notice about him, man, he's big, he's tall, he's strong, he's fast, he's aggressive. And, you know, I think it's that learning curve, man, just being a rookie. This game is a lot faster than the college games. But I think that once he continues to get his feet wet, I think that the sky going to be the limit for him. Like I told y'all from the beginning, man, his confidence, and that's the key at cornerback, you got to have confidence, man. I think his confidence is you know, far beyond a rookie. So I think he's past that curve. You know, I think that he feel like he can match up with anybody. You know, seeing one-on-ones, man, the first wide receiver he wanted to go with was A-Rob. And, you know, A-Rob, one of the best receivers in the league, so that shows you the type of confidence that he got.
See a good defense, like, do you know, or is this going to have to say, hey, let's see how we play in the preseason games, and let's, or can you tell after 4 days, like, hey, this feels pretty good?
You know, I think that one of the things that it looked good, you know, and but again, things, bullets is not flying, you know, live bullets. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said, hey, man, I think we're gonna be the 85 Bears, but at the same time, I know that we truly can be a dominant defense. I mean, look at the guys we got. I mean, we got studs on every single level of this defense and multiple at every level on the defense. So when you look at that, and if you look on paper, like I've been saying, things just look right. Now that the pass is on, you can evaluate people in a different light. And I think that everybody has stepped up to the challenge. You know, Paul's been what I thought he would be. Telvin has been what I thought he would be. Cyprian and, you know, Malik and all those guys, man, people are who I thought they was going to be, man. And I think that everybody meshes well. You know, I think that our abilities has gelled well. You know, me and Cyprian back there gelling pretty good. And, you know, the front seven, like I said, man, I never played in a defense that I feel like could stop the run like this. So, you know, if they have to pass the ball 40 times a game, man, like I told you, if I can't get 6 or 7, man, I don't need to be here.
Hey, this practice got moved to tonight. First of all, how nice was it to practice out of the sun? And secondly, how much do you guys really need that, the recovery time and the break from, you know, losing 6-7 right. pounds every practice?
Oh, man, I think it's huge. As far as the recovery time, you got to think, man, that sun is draining. And like I said, it's a new demon for myself. You know, the first day, I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it to day two in training camp, man. It was just like a whole different animal for me. But, you know, I think that a day like this was awesome for the simple fact that the recovery time, you know, guys seem fast, guys seem fresh, guys out there flying around, and, you know, offensively and defensively. And I think that that extra 7-hour window from, you know, the practice time difference, I think that was huge for us. And as you see, man, it was a competitive practice out here. Offense made plays, defense came out here. I thought yesterday we came out a little flat. And, you know, that recovery time and that time off, it kind of gave us, let us get our legs back, you know, and kind of just get back to being us. So I think that was huge for us. And Coach Gus can continue to take care of us like that, man. That's why Coach Gus the best.
Last one.
I think that the biggest thing, man, would I would say the Achilles heel probably would have been a secondary last year. I think that we all could agree on that. And I think that just going back there, man, igniting that fire, because it's not like we don't have the guys in the DB room. And, you know, that's one of the things that I challenge everybody in there, including myself, man. I think that, you know, everybody got individual goals as well as team-oriented goals. And I think that good defense lead from the back on down. And, you know, that's what we want to do. Instead of the back being the, I guess, the weak the weakness of this defense, I think this should be the strong point of this defense. So I think that, you know, getting our hands on more interceptions, I think that Devon House may have caught, you know, all the interceptions in the DB room, maybe a side of one. So I think that that's some, things like that got to change. You know, good secondaries, that can't, that definitely can't happen, especially if you're giving up high yardage per game. So I think that that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, man, and that's why some of the acquisitions that we brought in, you know, myself, Prince, and Jalen, I can't say that we're going to turn the tides and, you know, just hold everybody under 200 yards, but, you know, we got goals that we want to achieve, and we think that if everybody's gelling and playing and everybody's healthy first and foremost, I think that we can accomplish a lot of goals.